This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. On Tuesdays, we cover education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, tax ratification elections. We've seen a couple in recent weeks in North Texas school districts, and more are on the way. The Irving School District's election passed over the weekend, while a similar election in Frisco failed last month, and Dallas school trustees decided not to put a tax ratification election on the ballot. Stella Chavez joins me to talk about this election trend. Hey, Stella, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, Eric, it's good to be here.
So why are we seeing all these tax ratification elections?
Well, school districts say they don't have enough money to spend on teachers or classrooms, and tax ratification elections basically let voters decide whether to increase the tax rate and give districts more money.
And districts say they have to hold these elections because of the Texas legislature?
That's right. In 2011, the Texas legislature cut school funding by $5 billion, and many school districts sued. And then in 2013, the state restored some of those cuts. Still, school districts say it's just not enough, and they say it's been hurting schools in many ways, including not paying teachers as much as they'd like.
Now, why do districts even have this option to generate money through the tax ratification election?
Well, it's complicated. Districts run their schools with money from their maintenance and operations tax rate. And the Texas legislature has set school districts' M&O rate at $1 per $100 of property value. Now, a district that wants to boost its tax rate higher than $1.04 per $100 of property value has to hold a tax ratification election.
So Frisco held its tax ratification election last month, and it failed. But Irving's election over the weekend was successful. Why?
In Frisco, the tax election would have boosted taxes by 13 cents. But in Irving, there's no tax increase. And that seems to have made the difference. The Irving election passed overwhelmingly. 82% of voters were in favor.
So how does that work? No tax increase in Irving, but taxes in Frisco would have gone up?
Well, district property tax rates are made up of two parts. So there's the interest and sinking tax rate, which pays down the debt on district buildings. And then there's the maintenance and operations rate, which I mentioned earlier. And that pays for expenses like running the district, such as teacher salaries. Now, the state has capped that maintenance and operations rate at $1.17 per $100 of property value. And Irving did something called a penny exchange. So voters approved moving 13 pennies from the interest and sinking rate to the maintenance and operations rate. So in Irving, the tax rate stays the same, and Frisco says it couldn't do a penny exchange because it needs the interest and sinking tax money to pay down its debt.
So Frisco didn't have any other choice but to propose a tax rate increase.
Correct, and that seems to be a big reason why the Frisco election failed. People just didn't want to pay more in school taxes, knowing they're going to have to pay more in taxes overall because their homes are worth more.
So what happens in Frisco now?
Well, officials say they're going to have to cut back. Here's Superintendent Jeremy Lyon talking about the district's approach at a recent school board meeting.
We're going to scrutinize every opening that we have to the end of the school year. We're committed to looking at professional development and reducing and saving where we can. And we're committed also to reduce staff travel and actually to look at student travel in a manner that may be more efficient.
Now let's head south to Dallas ISD, where the tax ratification election is not even on the ballot this fall, and that's because trustees voted not to put it on the ballot.
Right. Dallas ISD proposed a 13-cent hike that would have given the district $100 million to fund three special projects: early childhood education, early college and career programs, and they also wanted to expand a program that pays more money to top teachers who take jobs in some of the toughest schools. Now, school board member Joyce Foreman was one of those who voted no, and she says any extra money the district gets should be put toward improving school buildings.
For instance, if it was dedicated money to deferred maintenance, I certainly have an interest in that when you look at the schools in my area and how they've gone down and we're not getting any of the new schools.
School board member Miguel Solis wasn't happy with some of his fellow trustees.
It's extremely unfortunate that a majority of my colleagues did not join together to offer the voters an opportunity to determine whether or not they wanted to help us expand highly successful programs that would benefit thousands of children.
So Solis says it's back to the drawing board.
Now I imagine there are more of these elections on the horizon.
There are. The Carrollton Farmers Branch School District has a tax ratification election on the ballot in November, and there would be a tax increase, 11 cents per $100 in property value. The district says it would get an extra $17 million that would help pay teachers, reduce class sizes, upgrade technology, and expand other programs.
Stella Chavez, thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric.